This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If summer means anything, it means spending time outside. Leisure and recreation, hiking, running, playing, going to the beach. So here with the season's last story from our series, Summertime, brought to you by
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by...
You know those bikes you see in beach towns sometimes? Today, the origin story from Marketplace's Andy Euler.
Beach cruisers are ubiquitous in Southern California, like right here in Venice. Riders glide past on candy-colored bikes, the ocean breeze in their hair. Their thick tires easily roll over boardwalk planks or sand. Tina Isaacs, a tourist from Las Vegas, rented one for the day.
Just ride around, look at everything, get some sun.
That's exactly what the beach cruiser was designed for, and designed by this one guy, a Southern California beach native, Larry McNeely.
This building was ready to fall over, and a guy rented it to me for $200 a month.
We met in Huntington Beach, his hometown. He opened a shop called Recycled Cycles here. It was the second in a franchise he started in 1973 when he was 20. Larry and his dad restored antique bikes and sold them to collectors. Larry said there wasn't much variety in new bikes for sale back then.
There were only a couple bikes that were available to the public. One was the Swin Stingray. And the other was the lightweight 10 speeds with racing turndown handlebars and the little tiny seat that went up your butt.
After restoring a bunch of balloon tire Schwinns from the 1940s and 50s, he got an idea.
I'm looking at the overall market and I go, these people in a tight community like Huntington Beach and Newport, they're only riding their bicycles for short distances. They're not using them as transportation. So we promoted the beach cruiser under the comfort, durability, and nostalgia aspects, and that's when it took off.
Larry McNeely and his dad designed a bike where you rode sitting up, with fat tires, low to the ground, vintage details like fenders and bright colors. They built about 7 a week, by hand, and couldn't keep up with demand.
It went so fast, so big, that I lost control. I didn't have good enough insight to capitalize to its full advantage.
But he did make one really smart move. He trademarked California Beach Cruiser in 1976. The following year, Schwinn came out with the Schwinn Cruiser. Larry hired an attorney.
We filed suit in the Superior Court of California for a trademark infringement, and we settled out of court with a cease and desist.
The next year, he says Schwinn called him. After a two-year negotiation,
we finally agreed that I would take a per-bike payment for every bike they produced.
25 cents a bike. He had to sign a non-compete agreement, which forced Larry McNeely to shut down his three bike shops. Schwinn sales were so good that he says he made about $100,000 a year. That's 1980s dollars, without lifting a finger. The deal didn't last. McNeely ended up having to get a real job designing aluminum baseball bats. Still very summer. As for beach cruisers, they've pedaled right along. You can get one pretty much anywhere that sells bikes, from any number of bike brands.
These are all the fenders, which fenders are kind of a cruiser thing too, you know, like that the wheel covers.
Including a brand called Beach Bikes, also in Southern California. Dustin Geiger co-founded the company 10 years ago. He uses pretty much the same selling points as Larry McNeely in the 70s, a comfortable ride and a lifestyle.
There's always going to be a group of people that loves the concept of the beach. And if you could ride and get a bike and feel that for a few minutes a day, that inspires us here.
And the beach cruiser's easy-to-ride design now attracts millions of customers, whether they're tourists renting one for a few hours or college students getting to class. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.